5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Okay, it took us a little longer than we wanted to here, but we're putting the finishing touches on our first official movie review, Brady and Angel's Summer Extravaganza of Sports Movies that we review, could be new, could be old, on Fridays with special guests. And in this case, special guest is Tanner Schwint of Good Morning NoCo.
I love that the thing changes just by like one or two words.
A little bit every single time. Twitter wouldn't let me tweet out the full hashtag. I had to delete some of it.
Did you really?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me do it. So
it's a phenomenal marketing scheme.
It really is. You know,
it's easy to remember.
Yep. People know exactly what it is.
Talking about it when they say, did you hear the Brady and Angel's Summer Extravaganza of movies that they review on the whole show 12:30 with sometimes a special guest.
It'll be on a t-shirt pretty soon.
I messed up the sports movies. I didn't even mention that. See, I like it though.
Dixon's giving us his official review. It squeezes into my bench spot as the fun guy on the team that has the best bench celebration but doesn't really play much. Then he says, we go into Sizzla. Eastside Chris says, heard you guys break down bench the movie, not the review team.
All right.
So it likes the review team.
Good.
Okay.
Hey, I like
we reviewed it pretty well here. So now comes the time here. We found there's a lot of positives. There's a lot of, I mean, it moves really fast. And I think
it, for a while,
you forget.
It does.
Well, but as far as the timeline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When I was a kid watching this, I always kind of thought they got to know each other. It was like a month or something because they became pretty good friends at the end. But this is in the span of like, what, 2-3 days?
It's weird.
So it does move really fast here. So let's get to it. Are we starting the movie? Are we benching the movie? Are we cutting the movie completely? It's not going to be a top sports movie in our eyes. Tanner, you are the special guest here at Brady and Angel's movie review extravaganza that involves sports films that we review.
I had this on my bench when I came in. I was like, okay, and I kind of where Dixon was at. Like, it's not going to get a lot of playing time. And then I started thinking back to the other sports movies that are out there. And I'm going to have to cut this movie.
You're cutting it.
I'm going to have to cut this movie. I'm going to have to cut it from the
squad.
So
it's not even in the top 10.
It's not one of the top 10. I'm going to have to cut it. I really thought that I was going to just bench this movie. But as I was walking down to get us our waters here in between, because it's a lot of work here, I started thinking more and more about these movies. You know, Remember the Titans, Radio, Field of Dreams, like all these that I think are better than what I just saw. And as I'm reviewing it, I'm like, there was a large portion of this movie that I was like, I could check out right now and be completely fine. I didn't like the Jeopardy stuff. I didn't love that tie-in. So at the end of the day, I'm sorry, Billy Hoyle, but we're going to have to cut you from the squad.
Cutting the movie so it doesn't make a starter top five. It doesn't make the bench secondary top five.
You're going to have to cut it.
Angel, where are you going with this, man? I was really curious to get both of your thoughts on this because you didn't grow up with this movie.
Yeah, I like this movie a lot more than I thought I was going to. It took me, you know, a couple of scenes to get into it, but I really, you know, by the end, I really liked Billy and Sydney's dynamic between each other. You know, it starts off they're kind of confrontational, and then it keeps going that throughout it. But there are points where you see a friendship kind of sparking between the two. Wesley Snipes is entertaining as hell in this movie.
Yeah, he is.
His delivery on some lines are just classic, and seeing Woody Harrelson act in a more comedic role, but also he can be very serious in this movie too. I like the basketball aspect of it. It was fun to watch the 2-and-2 style that they did.
It just happened to be this weekend.
Yeah.
Right. I loved the little bit
Lots of those going around, apparently.
The judges, as soon as they finish, they're like, okay, get them paid and let's get out of here. And they're like the three white judges and they're trying to get out of here.
Right, right.
I like the Jeopardy scene. I thought that was cool.
That was a cool character thing
for Gloria. I liked her as a character.
I don't think Gloria deserved it.
I mean, she worked hard. She studied.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a Billy was working the hard street. So there you go.
She worked her butt off.
Billy was working the hard streets.
Among all the sports movies I've seen, I could, you know, it's not over some of my favorites, but I'm going to put this movie squarely on the bench.
All right.
Put it on the bench. All right, text coming in. So you're cutting it, Tanner.
I'm cutting it.
Angel's benching the movie, so it's in there. It's benched. Greg texting, Tanner's right, cut it. I got halfway through and hung it up. Dixon goes, But Tanner, you don't know the other movies that will be reviewed. That's the part of the beauty of the risk of the game.
Right.
And it's the risk.
That's why I'm going safe and cutting it, because as I'm thinking through, I can think of my five starters right now. Now, will those be reviewed? Or am I coming back? Am I just a guest reviewer? What is my roster going to look like? There's lots of questions up in the air right now.
That's the thing, even when you're not a guest, you can still play along. You want people to create. I wrote mine down here. I've got my starters, I've got my bench, and I've got my cuts here.
Or I will. This door doesn't have a lock, so I could just be here every Friday.
You could just be in the whole time. It doesn't matter. You know?
But I can think of five off the top of my head that would be my starters right now. And I can think of I want to leave some room for new ones in the bench area. So, yeah, I got to cut it. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. I didn't think I would get through the entire thing, to be honest with you guys. I stayed dedicated. Bout lost me at the Jeopardy scene. I started mentally checking out, but I stuck with it. I thought this would have been higher if there's no Jeopardy scene and there's no if Billy Hoyle dies at the end of it. That would have been a better movie in my mind.
That would have taken such a negative turn.
It would have been realistic. It's been realistic.
So he loses his money three times. His girlfriend leaves him, and then he dies.
That's not rewatchable, though. And
yeah, it is.
No,
yeah,
I wouldn't rewatch it if I knew, unless I had to, unless if I knew. Oh, the whole thing leading up, but Billy Hoyle's just gonna die.
It's so realistic the entire time. This goofy white.
But he paid them off. Why would they kill him?
This goofy white, because it took him forever to pay him off.
Paid him off.
This goofy white boy is dealing with racism when he's down there.
It says, it's a comedy, Tanner.
But I'm just saying.
Like the whole death thing is played off as a joke almost.
Because I think that set the tone to it. If they kill Billy Hoyle there, that movie has a lot more meaning. And
because when I watched this and I saw that, I almost thought, I'm going to turn this off.
I got mad, too. I remember that scene.
I'm like, this is a stupid ending if he dies.
What mobsters do you know that are just going to be like,
not the Stooky brothers.
They're just like loan sharks. They're just kind of average loan sharks.
They had him under a
shoulder. They're not really good at their job.
Because they need him. They're not dead.
We knew that at the end.
They're none of those.
But the whole presentation all along.
That's the funny part about it.
That's a joke.
Is they're not these major tough guys.
It was so cliche.
They just take pictures of
everybody. It would have been cliche to kill them all.
No.
Oh, thanks for the money. Oh, your girlfriend left you.
Listen,
sorry,
bang.
They talk about the hard streets of California, how hard it is in these areas, this and this. Entire time, it's how hard it is. And then Billy Hoyle's just like, nah.
It's a comedy.
Billy Hoyle should have died at the end of it.
Tanner, do you know what comedy is?
Billy Hoyle should have died at the end of this.
No.
Yes, this movie is.
I thought that was an awesome little twist. Like, oh, they're not really that bad.
Oh,
they just take pictures to scare everybody.
It was so cliche. Oh, he's okay. And hey.
But he's not. Cliche
would have been. It still ends like, oh, I need a job, and he has to go back to Sydney to get a job.
Cliche would have been Gloria comes back. They take their money off into the sunset.
You're setting it up for one of the greatest tragedies in cinematic history, and then you're like, gotcha.
Don't set it up to be one of the greatest. It never was supposed to be that.
Should have been a tragedy.
It's an underlying threat, but it never feels. It never gets to the point where you take these guys seriously.
That would have been a worse ending to it than what happened?
Yes.
Oh,
I would have turned it off right there.
If Dumb and Dumber Jim Carrey gets shot at the end, you're like, whoa!
There is no serious undertones in anything about Dumb and Dumber. They're tackling real hard issues.
Kind of. They're doing it in a fun way, though.
Sydney's family's house got broken into.
That part wasn't fun.
Right.
But that was about the darkest
racism,
I needed it to get.
The racism that Billy Hoyle's going through, and how this guy's like,
that's not enough. He has to die, too.
Court, this guy's like, hold on, let me go rob a convenience store.
But that was supposed to be funny, and it was. That scene was hilarious. He goes right around the corner to rob a convenience store. The guy clearly grew up around him, and he knows him. I know you.
Could have been a better ending if Billy Hoyle dies.
No.
That's why it's cut.
Dixon says, the freaking movie makes fun of itself in the freaking title. It's a freaking. And by the way,
bonus points for saying the title of the movie in the movie.
Yes,
all I can. Think
I
of,
always love that.
All I can think
like
about
Billy,
is Peter
white
Griffin.
Man can't jump. Oh, he said it.
He said it.
All I can think about is Peter Griffin when Family Guy when he does that, because I did the exact same thing. I'm like, of course
he does dunk it at the end. I think I don't know if we mentioned he had to dunk it.
It was an amazing alley-oop.
Oh my gosh, is there anything we can do to relax? It's a comedy. What's going to happen when we review like a serious, serious sports movie in here?
Like Remember the Titans? What makes Remember the Titans such a great movie?
They all died at the end.
No.
That makes me sad, actually.
When he gets in the car accident.
Yeah, but he doesn't die.
I know, but
he's
paralyzed.
They didn't set it up that he was going to get in a car accident.
Oh,
he doesn't die.
I know he doesn't
die. He does
die.
Later.
It's cliche. Of course he's going to die in the car accident. That's cliche. doesn't get to play in the final game, of course.
Big game.
A little dose of reality. You've been taking on reality in
that
the entire
movie. Didn't call for death.
Yes,
so,
it did.
Okay, did they beat him up, or did they just, like, ketchup on his face and took a
picture?
They
put ketchup on his face.
They didn't really beat him up.
See, that's
because I thought, because he's, like, laying on a mattress, so my first thought is, like, oh, they just, like, pushed him off the roof onto a mattress.
Dude,
they put there.
That's what's so
that's
stupid.
That's the funny part about it.
You've got a gambling
addict. It's ironic, I guess.
At the roots of it, you've got a gambling addict who doesn't know when to stop, and it's like, oh, you know what?
But that he learned his lesson there.
He learned his lesson by having to get ketchup on his face? Billy Hoyle should have died in this movie.
Ask Tanner why he's ignoring my text. Okay, done bothering you via text today. David texted and said, tell Tanner the movie wasn't made to win an Oscar. It was a culture grab to take advantage of two hot actors. It's just that wasn't the movie that was going to be the, hey, we
it
killed off the main character at
been.
The end. That
should've
wasn't
been.
It's
the
about friendship.
It's fun. At the end of the day, it is a comedy. It says it on the cover. Doesn't it? I think it says something.
I don't
something.
Know. It should have been a reality.
But the fact is, they're running from these scary guys the whole time, and really, at the end of the day, all they're going to do... Woody Harrelson, Billy Hoyle's just scared of losing the money, because they're not going to kill him. They're not going to hurt
that
him
was
that
not
bad.
Presented ever.
Not at the end. I think that's the twist. It's a little twist
stupid.
In a comedy.
Billy Hoyle should have died. Where are you going with it?
Tanner sounds like a fun date. All I can imagine is how it would suck to go to Comedy Works with Tanner.
I like comedy.
Ah, that joke didn't have a good enough setup.
It's true.
Where are my tomatoes?
I just think that if you're tackling
this man. Your joke's not funny.
I like the reality aspect of it. I like that it tackled some of these things. And the best way to tie it all together should have been Billy Hoyle losing it all, including his life at the end.
He said,
what does Sidney learn
us.
From that?
Oh, what?
What does Sidney learn if he dies?
What do you mean?
What happens to Sidney?
He gets to move out of his house?
I already know he's going to do that.
Sidney's really not impacted. He just met this guy 4 days ago.
Dixon Tanner would have wanted Rudy to break his leg when he got in.
I want blood. That's not realistic. Light him.
No,
Tanner
has Rudy tripping out of the tunnel as he's leading the team.
Listen,
and he gets trampled.
All I'm saying is, if I'm the coach of Notre Dame, Rudy's not getting in the damn ball game. We're running the score up. Rudy's not
100% true.
Yeah, Rudy's not getting in. I don't care. You can chant all you want.
He's on
not
defense
getting,
though.
It doesn't matter. He's not getting in that game.
He said Chris is he was desperate for us to review this movie, and I don't know that I want to go down this road, but we might have to. The Fan with De Niro, actual drama.
No.
It's with Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro. And let me just give you a preview. Wesley Snipes is a stud baseball player. Robert De Niro is an obsessive fan. And it gets interesting.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I want to watch it.
Sounds a little Tarantino-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I mean, while you're watching, it's well done. It's just, is that one you want
to... Is this before or after Wesley Snipes had tax issues?
Before.
Okay.
Definitely before. But it was also before Blade. And this was probably around similar times, probably a couple years after
the
that.
The Fan, huh? All right. I'd be down to watch it.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. Not a comedy.
No.
Not a comedy. Okay.
No, because we'll watch a serious movie and Tanner say, there's not enough jokes. It was too serious the whole time. I wanted some levity.
Relax. Don't take yourself so seriously. Dodgeball didn't have enough.
They can't just crack a joke every now and again.
Vince Vaughn should have died in Dodgeball.
Dodgeball has a higher rating for me than this one.
Dixon says Tanner likes root canals. Okay, so here's where I am. Now, you guys both, this is the first time you watched it. I went back and rewatched it three nights ago, whatever, because I just knew. I was like, okay, I got to refresh here, because based on what I would have given this Monday before I rewatched it.
You would have started.
I wouldn't have started it. Definitely on my bench. Sixth man of the year candidate, for sure. Went back and rewatched it. Maybe I'm older. I don't like getting uncomfortable too much in a movie, and I don't like how every time... Well, if it's a comedy, you know, I don't want to get there. If it's a horror movie, I'm prepared. It's going to suck. People are going to get shot a lot. But in this movie, every time it seemed like there was an inch of something good, I kept going, bam, it knocked you back down.
That's why you should have died at the end, because something good
happened.
I
used
happened.
To love Billy Hoyle's... Billy
His girlfriend
Hoyle.
Just left him. How was that good?
I used to love Billy Hoyle so much. Like Woody Harrelson, anything he could do. But at the end of this movie, I hated Billy Hoyle. Yeah. I could not stand him.
He's the bad guy.
Because he just kept gambling everything. The dunk scene pissed me off so much because I was like, okay, gambling on a game's one thing. You're getting in an argument about whether you can dunk it or not, and you're going to squander that all the way. That pissed me off. And I'm not saying it's unrealistic. That's realistic to some. We know gamblers, don't we, Tim?
Yes, we do.
That can be a bad thing. But I didn't mind the Jeopardy thing like you did. I loved how it ended, actually. I loved the pictures. Thought that was funny. But this being the big question mark down the road of which movies are we going to review and things like that, and ultimately I control the movies we review, so I know there's going to be some good ones down the road. The fans, you guys definitely you control that. I'm going to cut it.
Yeah?
I'm going to cut the movie.
You give me all this crap, and then you're going to cut it too?
Yep.
You give me so much crap about it.
Well, because Bree said it's reasons. A good movie, and he cut it.
I'm cutting
it. It's a good movie, too, but
I'm cutting it for different reasons.
Yeah.
Because I know there's logical. Better players in the draft for me to pick.
Don't like Alex Trebek.
I interviewed White Man Can't Jump. I loved the interview. They walked out, but then I'm also like, man, I've got this guy down here. I've got that guy I could take. I got this guy I could take. Yeah. Oh, I know I can fill my bench up here. I got 10 movies.
Yeah.
This isn't one of my top 10.
No, me either.
It was Monday, but I rewatched it at 36, and it's not. I really enjoy the movie. I recommend people to watch it.
Yeah.
But the way I say it here is if it's a starter, that means you're sitting around watching TV, you pull up one of the local networks, and suddenly you see White Man Can't Jump's on, or HBO has
right.
it. I'm staying to watch it.
Right.
I'm in. Or I'm like, oh, damn, I'm 30 minutes in. I want to go watch this whole thing.
Right.
So I'm going to buy it. I want to own it. If I bench it, that means I like the movie. I'm not always in the mood for it, but it's damn good. I'm definitely going to recommend this. I would also own this movie. Bench doesn't necessarily mean I hate it. It just means
no.
or not cut doesn't mean I hate it. It just means
we're looking for championship quality.
This
team.
Isn't one of my go-to first thing I think about when I think of sports movies and that kind of thing.
We need to keep track of our roster and see who the people think
Angel's got one on his roster right
would
now.
Win the championship. We okay. we passed.
One question.
Yes.
Who wins one-on-one? Billy or Sydney?
Oh, if Sydney's focused and not worried about trash talking as much, I think Sydney wins.
No, Billy wins. 100%.
Billy's Joker. He's better with the team. He can pass and do all that stuff.
Yeah, he can knock it down from outside too.
So
Sydney, can't Sydney. Really he never like showed it really.
Dixon, what are you talking? That's
Sydney's
not
doing
fair.
All the behind the backs and the spins and the between the legs passes. Like this is what Jokic Sydney, did to learn basketball.
You probably
watch White Men Can't.
He
jump.
Probably did. He learned from Woody Harrelson probably.
Yes.
Woody Harrelson will play Nikola Jokic. He's just got to put stilts on. He'll yes. play him in the next movie.
Have you seen that new one of his that are coming out?
Yeah, that looks good, too.
I want to watch that one. That would be a good one.
Dixon says, that's not fair that I know. What do you mean? It's the whole show, bro. I mean, of course. I honestly don't know which movie we're going to review.
No.
But I'm not going to.
We ask the Hooligans, and you give us suggestions,
right.
and then you vote on it.
I'm going to put four topics up here on Twitter. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to put the fan up there right now, because we keep. I don't want to watch that at all.
Have you seen it before?
Yes.
Oh.
I have.
No.
I'll watch it, though.
Do you already know what you would do with it, though?
I don't remember how it goes. I just know it's...
But, like, what is...
If you think the Stookies were bad throughout this movie...
No, I think the Stookies
should go talk to Robert De Niro, an obsessed fan.
Worse.
Reminds me of Micah and his Bronco fanness back there.
But, like, I mean, and what is a sports movie? Is Dodgeball a sports movie?
It is, but I don't know if we'll make... It is a sports movie.
Okay.
If a sport...
So like Radio. Is Radio a
Radio's a sports movie.
Sports movie, right? Yeah. Moneyball, obviously a sports
obviously
movie.
A sports movie.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to figure out kind of where we're at
League
here.
Of Their Own.
League of Their Own. Sports movie.
If sports is this... It's just like my argument
I feel
on
even better about cutting
Christmas
this movie.
Movies. What makes... Like, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie because
it
the
happens.
Central
yeah.
theme is not Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's not, we have to save Christmas by arresting Hans Gruber. We got to go arrest him and we'll save Christmas. The magic is back.
But, like, even, like, Rocky or Million Dollar Baby. You ever seen Million Dollar Baby?
That's a sports movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocky's all...
I feel very good about my decision after we just had this conversation. I feel very good about my decision.
Wow, I didn't know there was role-playing involved. Brady, good luck, because you are not like Billy. I'm not.
You kind of look like him.
Like Bill. Why am I not like Billy? Like, I don't gamble that much.
You need a neon hat or something.
I could see you dressing like him. I bet that's how you dressed in high school.
Did you ever dress up as Billy for Halloween?
That's how I dressed in high school.
Yeah, it was very similar.
You got the tank top on. You got a backwards hat.
Mm-hmm. Those hats,
sports
those
shorts.
Little, like, really colorful 80s style
hats. See,
we didn't have
those.
So I'll put in the fan up there. I don't know why I'm not. Good luck, because you're not like Billy. I don't understand the text.
I don't know.
Translation, Angel.
Let me read it. Who did this from?
It's from Eastside Chris. I always ask Angel to translate.
I think that's a good thing to do.
What does it mean? What does it mean? We must know.
I don't know what role-playing we're into.
This says, wow, I didn't know there was role-playing involved. Brady, good luck, because you're not like Billy.
I mean, you're role-playing the role of a coach putting the key, a team together, but...
Maybe that's what he means. I don't know.
It's bizarre.
Beside Chris, please explain.
I'll put the fan on this week. There. I'll put the fan on the vote.
Okay. What other movies?
Dixon, this is your chance. Throw it in.
What other movies?
If we name drop movies and sway the possibilities, that changes things. I'm telling you, I'm taking your suggestions, and I'm going
to
put four on Twitter. I'm going to put four titles on Twitter.
As a special guest reviewer, can I put one on there?
Yes.
I think Moneyball should absolutely be on there.
Moneyball. I've seen that a lot.
It's baseball, too. That is the Rockies coming up right now.
Yes. I'm just saying, if you guys give me enough of the, I'll put it up there. And then that's how we'll decide. Okay, 26 minutes after the hour. I'm cutting it. Tanner's cutting it.
Cut.
Angel is benching it. I was surprised with myself, to be honest.
I figured you would. I thought for sure this would be on your bench. I thought for sure it was going to be on your bench.
Okay, Moneyball will definitely be in the mix because we've had a few suggestions for that. Draft Day as well. It will put it up there.
Is that the one? Love Draft Day.
Kevin Costner. Yeah.
Oh, I know. It makes me want to die.
It's just that movie. It's annoying. Right it annoys now. Me. It annoys me.
Kevin Costner annoys me, too.
Oh, I love Kevin Costner.
No. He's getting divorced. 19 years getting divorced.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
And Yellowstone is ending.
He's also leaving Yellowstone.
Well, probably a good time, but the writers on strike. It's just going to get crappy.
Well, he's got crappy already.
Like, the whole show is ending at season 5.
The whole show's ending?
No, the full entirety of Yellowstone as a series.
We jumped the shark years ago.
Yeah, you did.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, you did.
27 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
This Preps baseball season, you pick the game. Hear high school baseball every week on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
That took a lot of brain power. A lot of deep thinking there going into the movie. Angel, what did you think of the first ever movie review of ours?
I thought it was good. It's interesting to see the different perspectives. Obviously, for you, you've seen this movie a lot.
Yeah.
And watching it again after so long, it changes your perspective a bit.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just kind of being introduced to it.
Yeah.
So a little recency bias. I really enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
I enjoyed it.
There are moments where it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I got so irritated with the main character sometimes, and I was like, I don't know that I want to rewatch this for a long time now. I'm good.
Billy's an interesting character because, you know, it starts off like you kind of, he's the audience perspective character. He's the one that you're meant to connect with at first, and you kind of just, you want to feel bad for him. You want to sympathize with him, but then it makes it tough because you see, you know, he does the gambling. He yells at Gloria. He's kind of rude to her in some scenes. He's kind of just a jerk to Sydney at some points, and you don't really know with Woody's performance if he's like, are you acting like you're mad, or are you actually mad at this guy?
Yeah.
So there are some scenes where it's Woody's acting is kind of in between there.
He said, Chris says, sorry for the confusion. You cut Billy because you couldn't guard him. I probably couldn't guard him. Could I?
He's good.
He's good. He's a good player. Okay, so I've got our choices up on Twitter. It's at Whole Show, so you got to go follow me if you want to vote. Which movie should we review next Friday? I have thrown in. So I've got a lot of suggestions here, and I just kind of go with what I'm hearing the most. Moneyball, The Fan. I'm going to do that for you, Eastside Chris. I'm going to do that for you. I don't want to, but I'm going to do that for you. Draft Day and Bull Durham. That's where we're going. And right now, it's tied. Draft Day and Bull Durham are tied. Just started out. I literally just posted it. So we'll find out, man. Have you seen those, Angel? Have you seen Moneyball? Have you seen The Fan? Have you seen Draft Day? Have you seen Bull Durham?
I've seen Draft Day. I've seen parts of Bull Durham. I haven't seen the other two.
You haven't seen Moneyball yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That would be good. I have seen all of these. The Fan a long time ago, Bull Durham a long time ago, and then I'll see bits and pieces of it when it's like on a network channel and it's on, I'll go watch it. Go vote at my Twitter account, at Hull Show. Okay, back to work, back to business here. The tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. By the time we get to Monday, what will the Nuggets-Suns series look like? 4-0, on to the Western Conference Finals. Nuggets will lead the series 3-1. The Suns will tie this series 2-2. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. I want to see where you guys are on this. And maybe I'll post up on my website. We've got a page there called The Whole Review, and I used to review restaurants. We're going to put our movies on there, so I'm going to put movie reviews there. Steve's what? Oh no, I've actually seen that one, dude. Steve texts in, I anxiously await your review of Ice Castles. Is that the one I'm thinking? I'm Googling this because I got to know. Yeah. My family made me watch this. No way, dude. My sisters made me watch this. It's an ice skating movie. It's a romantic drama film. I don't even remember how it ends. It's a love story and ice skating is involved. Don't take me there, Steve. Please, no. 35 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KF.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this fifth day? Cinco de Mayo today of May. Two things on the movie review. I learned that, yeah, White Man Can't Jump might be an older movie, 92, 93 or whatever, but even mid-20-somethings can still look at it and go, that's a pretty damn good movie. It's pretty good. So respect for you, Angel, for because a lot of times people, even in their mid-20s, whatever, look at a movie like that and go, no, no, that's stupid, just because it's older. So good job. Good on you.
Interested to see how Woody Harrelson acts in a less than serious role, and Wesley Snipes, their dynamic, how's that mix, and entertaining, man.
It was good. I also learned that I think the trend right now is leaning toward the Denver Nuggets winning this thing. It just feels like people are starting to get on board saying it's all the pressure is on Phoenix to win tonight. So, Angel, what'd you learn today?
I learned that white men can jump.
They can. Some can, yes.
Only if they get an alley-oop.
Woody Harrelson did. Billy did cap that off, finally. Dunk. You knew that. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be in the 2-2, the tournament. Yeah. I thought that's going to do it. But no, I like the little in-between shots. It's like, well, why didn't you go to the rim? It's like, I didn't have a shot, so I got to pass it. It's like, no, you're just supposed to take it to the rim. Like,
yeah.
That stuff was fun. So
yeah, it was good. Hey, listen, I still like the movie. It's not a starter. It's not a bench for me. It's not top 10.
I will watch it again at some point.
At some point, I probably watch it again. Okay, Friday's picks. We got to go quickly here, Angel. We got Celtics, Sixers in Philadelphia. Series is tied. Boston is favored by 2.5 points. I believe Embiid and Harden, the cast of characters, will be playing tonight. Who you got?
I got Boston winning this one. I think Philly stole one in their house. I think Boston returns the favor.
I'm gonna go with Philly. I'm gonna go with Philly on this one tonight. Crazy, but I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling it. Nuggets Suns. Woo-hoo, on the road. Suns are 4.5 point favorites.
This is tough. I like the mentality of the Nuggets team this week. What I've heard from coach and practice and players. Seems like they're in a right mindset. Can you handle that early storm from Phoenix? I think they can, and Denver goes 3-0.
All right, I got them. I got the Nuggets, too. Quickly here on Saturday, Knicks, Heat. Give me the Heat, Warriors, Lakers. Give me the Warriors on the road. Where are you going, Angel? Knicks or Heat?
Give me the Knicks.
You got the Knicks.
And the Lakers.
The Lakers. Okay, so I'm going Heat, Warriors. Final picks. We're done. We're wrapping up here. Nuggets, Suns on Sunday. Do they close it out?
Yes.
They do. They sweep. I'm going to say they don't. I'm going to the Suns tie the series. It's 3-1. Still not worried, though, but I'm going to say the Suns do get one of these, and I think it's going to be Sunday. Celtics Sixers. I like the Celtics to win on the road. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
Hi, Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this fifth day? Cinco de Mayo today of May. Two things on the movie review. I learned that, yeah, White Man Can't Jump might be an older movie, 92, 93 or whatever, but even mid-20-somethings can still look at it and go, that's a pretty damn good movie. It's pretty good. So respect for you, Angel, for because a lot of times people, even in their mid-20s, whatever, look at a movie like that and go, no, 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 stupid, just because it's older. So good job. Good on you.
Interested to see how Woody Harrelson acts in a less than serious role. And Wesley Snipes, their dynamic, how's that mix? And entertaining, man.
It was good. I also learned that I think the trend right now is leaning toward the Denver Nuggets winning this thing. It just feels like people are starting to get on board saying it's all the pressure is on Phoenix to win tonight. So, Angel, what'd you learn today?
I learned that white men can jump.
They can. Some can, yes.
Only if they get an alley-oop.
Woody Harrelson did. Billy... Did cap that off finally? Dunk, you knew that. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be in the 2-2 the tournament. Yeah. I thought that's going to do it, but no, I like the little in between shots. It's like, well, why didn't you go to the rim? It's like I didn't have a shot, so I got to pass it. It's like, no, you're just supposed to take it to the rim. Like,
yeah,
that stuff was fun. So
yeah, it was good. Hey, listen, I still like the movie. It's not a starter. It's not a bench for me. It's not top 10.
I will watch it again at some point.
I probably watch it again. Okay, Friday's picks. We got to go quickly here, Angel. We got Celtics Sixers in Philadelphia. Series is tied. Boston is favored by 2.5 points. I believe Embiid and Harden, the cast of characters, will be playing tonight. Who you got?
I got Boston winning this one. I think Philly stole one in their house. I think Boston returns the favor.
I'm gonna go with Philly. I'm gonna go with Philly on this one tonight. Crazy, but I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling it. Nuggets Suns. Woo-hoo, on the road. Suns are 4.5 point favorites.
This is tough. I like the mentality of the Nuggets team this week. What I've heard from coach and practice and players. Seems like they're in a right mindset. Can you handle that early storm from Phoenix? I think they can, and Denver goes 3-0.
All right, I got them. I got the Nuggets, too. Quickly here on Saturday, Knicks Heat. Give me the Heat, Warriors Lakers. Give me the Warriors on the road. Where are you going, Angel? Knicks or Heat?
Give me the Knicks.
You got the Knicks.
And the Lakers.
The Lakers. Okay, so I'm going Heat, Warriors. Final picks. We're done. We're wrapping up here. Nuggets, Suns on Sunday. Do they close it out?
Yes.
They do. They sweep. I'm going to say they don't. The Suns tie the series. It's 3-1. Still not worried, though, but I'm going to say the Suns do get one of these, and I think it's going to be Sunday. Celtics Sixers. I like the Celtics to win on the road. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.